USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As of right now, we have not yet reached a final agreement, regretfully.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Capitol Hill as lawmakers continue to work behind the scenes on a new COVID-19 relief package and the bill to fund the government into 2021. The Kentucky Republican, not the only one who believes something needs to be done.
I am so frustrated by the inability of us to act like adults with responsibility.
Maryland Democratic Senator Steny Hoyer. Moderna is partnering with the McKesson Pharmaceutical Company for the rollout of the new coronavirus vaccine. Vials will be filled with the vaccine at a site in Indiana. From there, it will be transported to hospitals around the country using UPS and FedEx hubs in Louisville and Memphis. Shipping set to begin this weekend. USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Gather around the table to enjoy your favorite home-cooked meals, featuring ingredients from Amazon Grocery and Amazon Fresh. With the online acceptance of SNAP EBT benefits, Amazon customers can purchase the grocery items they need to recreate family recipes or make new mealtime traditions at home. Christina Herman, Amazon spokesperson, discusses the meaningfulness of home-cooked meals.
Amazon understands the value of cooking fresh meals at home, making memories, and creating traditions with family. SNAP recipients can save time with convenient home delivery from Amazon Fresh and Amazon Grocery so they can spend it where it really matters.
Customers paying with SNAP EBT on Amazon also have free access to Amazon Fresh and fast and convenient same-day grocery delivery with the added bonus of having attended or unattended delivery. To find deals and exclusive discounts for SNAP customers and learn more about the program, visit amazon.com/snap.
Senator Elizabeth Warren is hoping an issue she brought up on the campaign trail gets more traction in Congress.
She wants to put an end to lawmakers making individual stock trades. Senator Warren's proposed ban is part of a broader anti-corruption plan that she promoted on the presidential campaign trail. Georgia Republican Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, who faced two Democrats in a runoff election on January 5th, have recently come under fire for buying and selling stocks of which they had sensitive information. Former Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina and a number of House members and aides have also been subject to scrutiny for trading stocks. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Week 15 of the NFL season continues on Saturday with the Denver Broncos hosting the Buffalo Bills. Kickoff for that game just after 4:30 Eastern time. And in the nightcap, the Green Bay Packers host the Carolina Panthers. That game set to kick off just after 8:15 Eastern time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Former President Barack Obama is appearing in a series of new campaign ads ahead of Georgia's key Senate runoff elections. Senator Kamala Harris set to visit the state next week. Meanwhile, last week, Vice President Mike Pence was in Georgia campaigning for both Republican candidates. As far as how the polls are looking for the candidates in Georgia, Trafalgar Group's Robert Cahaley tells Fox News,
"We see a little bit of movement. This is our third poll in 3 weeks, and we are showing that for our first time in any of our polls, we're showing a lead for Perdue. It's still very, very close with the certainly within the margin of error at 50.2 to 47.5. And in the other one, the special. We are showing Loeffler maintaining the lead that she's had on most of our surveys, and she's at 52-2 versus 45-5 for Warnock.
Senator-elect Tommy Tuberville of Alabama is suggesting he might join a challenge to the Electoral College count when a joint session of Congress meets on January 6th to officially count the electoral votes cast in the presidential election. Tuberville saying fellow Alabama Republican Congressman Mo Brooks plans to challenge the vote. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.